From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Did you stay home or indoors over the weekend? Across the region, we had our first amazing burst of summery weather. Actually, it's typical for this time of year, but it's anything but typical to face it with stay-at-home orders. At noon today, Governor Gavin Newsom will hold a live press briefing. I'm sure we're going to hear more about the stay-at-home orders and the outdoor beautiful weather and the movement of people right now. You can hear that press conference live on CAP Radio. Meanwhile, let's check in quickly with the National Weather Service. Emily Heller, a meteorologist at the Sacramento office, is on the phone with us. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
So the warm weather isn't leaving us. What are we in for over the next 48 hours?
Yeah, we are going to see above average temperatures in the valley and in the mountains today in the mid to upper 80s. And then tomorrow looks to be the warmest day of the week where we could see some record-breaking temperatures in the valley, as we are expecting highs to be in the low to mid 90s.
Well, that might be different under ordinary circumstances to have a hot day midweek, but with everybody at home, it will be a reason that people are looking perhaps for a way to refresh. What happens as the week winds down then and we get into next weekend?
Yeah, we are actually seeing a cooling trend. So Tuesday will be the hottest day, and we'll gradually move back down into the 80s and then possibly back to near normal temperatures by the end of the weekend, which is around the mid-70s.
Okay. And it is pretty typical for this time of year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Although this is some of the warmer conditions we've seen so far this year. So any group sensitive to heat, including outdoor workers, should take extra precautions and stay hydrated.
All right. Thanks, Emily. You take care, too.
All right, thank you.
That's meteorologist Emily Heller with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. By the way, we're going to check in with the mayor of Truckee in just a bit to get a sense of what happened in the Tahoe region with this weather and people on the move this weekend. California now has more than 43,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. But because testing and data is insufficient, that number actually could be 10 times higher or more in actuality. So we're going to start with a different angle on the topic of COVID-19 testing. What we have right now are tests for the live virus, or the emerging tests that you're hearing about for antibodies. What we don't have are antigen tests. These are the kind of tests done for flu or for strep throat. And it's a gap in this type of testing that was discussed over the weekend. You're about to hear something from Dr. Deborah Birx from the White House Task Force. She was talking on Meet the Press about the fact that a breakthrough innovation is needed.
We have to be able to detect antigen rather than constantly trying to detect the actual live virus or the viral particles itself, and to really move into antigen testing. And I know corporations and diagnostics are working on that now. We have to have a breakthrough. This RNA testing will carry us certainly through the spring and summer, but we need to have a huge technology breakthrough, and we're working on that at the same time.
So the RNA testing that she's talking about, the current testing being done, is the way we test for HIV or HPV, and it's slower. Dr. Birx is the person who you might know made the comment that social distancing practices will be with us in the United States throughout the summer. But later in that same show, Dr. Michael Osterholm, the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, talked with the host, Chuck Todd, about whether Dr. Birx was right on this need for an antigen testing breakthrough.
Well, she's partially right, but let's just be really clear. There are three major problems with testing right now. One, we don't have the reagents. Our government is not working with private sector companies, as all the other governments of the world are now seeking testing to understand how to best ramp up these reagents that we do need. Number two is we have the wild, wild west for testing right now. The FDA has all but given up its oversight responsibility for the tests we have on the market. Many of them are nothing short of a disaster. And we got into that place because of the fact once CDC had a problem, the FDA just opened the gate, and we have a lot of bad tests on the market right now. The third thing is these tests just don't perform well in low prevalent populations, meaning that right now if you were to test for antibody in most places in the United States, over half the tests would be false positives. So what we need is a major new initiative on testing that gets away from every day just saying how many people got tested. We're missing the mark in a big way right now.
given what we have now, does the federal government, does the president need to use this Defense Production Act in order to force these private companies to make these reagents?
Well, that's part of the answer, but remember, the whole world wants these reagents right now. It's just not the United States. And so we're competing against the world. What we haven't done is really just been clear with the public or with, in many cases, the people who are making these tests, what we want. You know, there's just far too much happy talk. There is not enough, what do we need, what is it going to take to get us there, and how are we going to do it? And so even today, it's all about excuses about what we're doing for testing or not. Where is our strategic plan that lays out why we're going to use the test, how we're going to use the test, when will it be available? And we don't have that.
So that's Dr. Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's also the author of a highly critically acclaimed book. It came out in 2017. It's titled Deadliest Enemy, Our War Against Killer Germs. This is a topic we're going to continue to explore. If you hear about antigen testing in relation to COVID-19, it is similar, again, to the flu or strep test, but it's not available yet in the United States. Meanwhile, the discussion continues about states that are reopening and which are still shut down. California is one of 31 states still under shutdown orders. So we'll be listening at noon today for the governor's notes about this. Many of the states have orders that will expire later this week on April 30th or May 1st. So either those orders are going to be extended or states will continue, in fact, to reopen. Again, Governor Newsom holds his daily press briefing today at noon, and CAP Radio will cover that for you. Tomorrow, Congresswoman Doris Matsui will join us on Insight. We'll talk about the latest coronavirus relief package that was just signed into law and the next one, which is already in the works. For now, we're going to take a break. And up next, our Monday Mayor's Chats with the mayors of Truckee and Chico. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio.